I'm Susan Bentz. Today we hear the next installment of our Beats Me series. It's your chance to ask questions related to education or the environment. Now it's the environment's turn. Our question comes courtesy of Deb Champers.
I live in Bayview for 24 years, and I have gone over the Hone Bridge to get to various jobs, and all of a sudden this wind turbine pops up, and I don't know what it's about and who put it there and why is there only one and what is it doing?
Just for fun, during her daily commutes, Champers came up with her own answers.
Such as, I thought, well, based on where it's situated, it's either heating the ovens at Di Marini's.
That's a pizza place a half mile from the turbine, which, by the way, is at the south end of the Hone Bridge, just a hop, skip, and jump from Lake Michigan. Deb sadly was unable to join in the investigation, so I promised to report back.
I'll get back to you.
Please do.
The story takes us back almost exactly 6 years, February 2012, when Randy Faller, based out of Random Lake, Wisconsin, was installing the turbine. Two members of his crew were at work, 150 feet up in the air.
We have 20 bolts holding the rotor hub on up there, and they're torquing those bolts down right now by hand.
Faller is a renewable energy advocate through and through, and he was clearly wowed.
One of the most exciting parts about this project was the tower was made by Bassett Mechanical in Kaukauna, Wisconsin.
While the turbine company is based in Vermont, a dozen Wisconsin companies had a hand in the project, from manufacturing components to testing. In Waukesha, a family business called ThermTech heat-treated one piece of the turbine. Steve Weiberg guides me to one of ThermTech's giant ovens.
This particular project, the main shaft.
The shaft connects the turbine's three gigantic blades to the generator.
We loaded it into one of our main hardening furnaces. This one, actually, it was probably in there for about 4 hours from start to finish, and we pull it out hot at 1,550 degrees Fahrenheit.
Weiberg says if the shaft isn't treated just right, it could crack. Back at Turbine Central, inside the Port Administration Building, Harbor Engineer Larry Sullivan doesn't have to worry about the shaft or any other turbine part in particular. The system is hooked up to software that allows Sullivan to monitor the turbine's performance with a mere click on a computer keyboard.
It's telling us that the wind speed in meters per second is 5.5 meters per second, and it's generating about 25 kilowatts.
The turbine company in Vermont keeps tabs remotely, and here in Wisconsin, Randy Faller, the fellow who installed the turbine, gives it annual checkups. The turbine produces enough energy to power the two-story port building, a $20,000-a-year value. Any extra energy is sold back to the local utility, We Energies. Eric Schambarger with the City of Milwaukee's Environmental Collaboration Office admits it took time to convince people the turbine was a good idea.
So one of the concerns we had from neighbors was, would it be loud? Would it just, you know, be disruptive to the neighborhood? And we're outside here, down by 794, looking at the wind turbine. If you pause to listen, you can hear the traffic from the freeway, but you really can't hear the wind turbine.
Schambarger answers one of Deb Champers' yet unanswered questions.
Are there plans to build more?
The short answer, says Schambarger, is no. This $600,000 project was funded largely by a special fund, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. It was designed to spur renewable energy projects and jobs. That opportunity isn't likely to repeat itself, at least not in the foreseeable future. So Schambarger says the city has its eye on installing solar.
Right now, the city on its building spends about $4 million every year on energy. We spend, you know, several more million on our waterworks and then for streetlights. So we have a fair amount of money we are spending on our energy bills. And so that's what we're kind of, you know, working through the details of how we can finance and install solar in an affordable way on our city buildings.
Let's cover what's important together. Submit your question about education or the environment in southeastern Wisconsin online at wuwm.com/beatsme. You ask, and we report.